Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
NBA championship parade in that city and that franchise is history. In fact, a championship of any time. They were in the ABA, a good team, but never won the championship. And
they were a good team and had a lot of good players in Denver.
Yes,
a lot of good
David players. Thompson, Dan Issel, yep. Some really good
Dan
players.
Dan Issel, what a name from
he
the
was
past.
A great, he was a good player. Yeah, Hall of Famer. But anyway, Nikola Jokic, the finals MVP, obviously their best player, their superstar, he said something in an interview with Malika Andrews earlier this week, not at the parade. Here it is.
You're the finals MVP. How close do you feel like you are to your personal peak, to the best player that you can possibly be?
I really don't know. I think I can be much better. But you need to still sacrifice yourself. But basketball is not the main thing in my life. It's something that I'm good at. I'm just happy that as a team.
Rob, any issue? Basketball is not the main thing in my life. Any issue with that?
None whatsoever. Chris, we've talked about this on this very program. You know former players. I know former players. I've had people say to me, I didn't love football. I played it because I could make a living and I was good right. at it, but I didn't love it. And I'm not yep. mad at him. As long as he gives his all, Chris, when he's right. playing, that's all you could ask for. Those 48 minutes when you're out on the court, if you're just doing it and you're lollygagging and you ain't playing hard and you're like, I don't give a damn about this or whatever, I got yep. a problem with that, you taking money and being in that situation. But going out, playing hard, doing all you can – and just saying there are other things in life that matter to you. There are other people who have that. Chris, you're a sports guy. You've been a writer, a broadcaster on television and radio. But you have a higher calling. That doesn't mean you can't do both. Don't you have a higher calling than this?
I do believe so.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Right.
I think you hit it on the head, Rob. It is as long as you give it your all in your line of work.
Yep.
You're being
cheating
paid
it.
By right. that those people. And so you don't cheat them, as you said. You give them a hard day's work. And then you're free to do what you want. And here's the thing with Jokic, Rob, because there might be some people out there who are bothered. They want you, if you don't win yep. the championship, your whole offseason has to be miserable. You better not do anything but shoot baskets all summer long. And first of all, that's not reality. All right, but secondly, you can't say anything about Nikola Jokic, not only because he just won the championship, Rob, that he just won the finals MVP, that he's won two MVPs, and that he's now pretty much widely recognized as the best player in the world, but because of the improvement. This guy was a 41st pick, a second round pick. This guy averaged 10 points as a rookie. No one saw this. If he didn't get any better, then people would be critical of him. If he didn't reach his potential, as you said, if you saw him out there, if he gets a little nick, he's not playing. He's sitting out a month with an injury that should keep him out for a week. If his game doesn't improve at all, then you can criticize someone. But what's to criticize? And it's not just, as I said, that he's the best. It is that he has gotten better. He wasn't supposed to be this, Rob. And so I don't think you can be critical of him.
I'm with you.
Think it's the sign of a balanced life, to be honest.
Everybody has different things. As long as you give your all in it, it's not the end of the world. Even what we do, Chris, it's not life and death.
No.
It's just not.
We're in sports. What right. they used to call it.
The toy department.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that we're not putting in our work here and doing what we need to do to entertain and inform on a daily yep. basis. But as I said, especially you, Chris, you know, with me, a lot of mine is mentoring and different things that I do that's very special to me. You know, I love my friends and family, and I like to spend time right. with them, and those things are important to me. I don't have my own family. I mean, wife and kids. But I don't cheat anybody. You know me. I'm working every day, every day, and that's all that matters. I don't need to be, 24/7 and never, never not look at sports or take a night off. That's just crazy. It's not reality.
Yeah, I mean, look, I tell people, in my opinion, your priority should be God and the things I do for him and family and then career. Now, obviously, there's major overlap. You know, your career, providing for your family, that is a part of being a person of God. You know, so there's overlap, but I love my career. I give it my all. Rob G, the producer, you, the people at First Things First, they would all attest that I am a hard worker, but I've got other things in my life that are more important to me, you know? And I think that's the sign of a balanced life. And again, as far as basketball players, look, a lot of people, Rob, they look at Kobe and Michael and some of these fierce competitors and think, well, you have to be like that. Again, do you think Michael, he didn't win a championship till his seventh year. You think he didn't have fun and do a lot of other things before that, Rob?
He had plenty of fun. Yeah, we know Michael Jordan
right.
had plenty of fun. And
I mean, you know what? Right.
It's okay too, Chris. It's okay.
Yes, Shaq was rapping. Shaq was making movies. And he had a great career. And Kobe was one that I got to be honest. I was like, man, I wonder when he's done playing, what's he going to find? What's he going to do? Because he was so into it. Heck, he turned away from basketball and never looked back. He was straight into his business career and venture capitalism and won an Oscar and all the stuff he was doing. So, yeah, I mean, don't be fooled. Again, you're not happy. If you don't win, you want to improve. Like, let's say Jokic didn't win it this year and didn't play well. Yeah, I would say, and I bet he's going to do this anyway, but you need to be working on your game in the offseason. A few hours a day or, maybe not every day, but, 4 or 5 days a week, several hours a day, you need to be improving your game. But what can you say about him, Rob? I mean, he
nothing.
Improves.
What? There's
the
nothing
Denver
to
Nuggets
say.
Don't own him. As long as he gives them a honest day's work, then that's what he's called to do.
And then after that, he can do whatever he wants. You yep. want to go hang out with your family and look at pictures of your horses and rush back to you know, his homeland and be there with his family and friends. But more power to him. As long as
Absolutely.
He gives you that honest day's work, Chris, you're 100% right.
All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys because I'm betting, Rob, there's some people out there. No, I want him to bleed, sweat.
Eat, sleep, and everything.
But again, Rob, what's the issue? If he did eat, sleep, and bleed basketball, could he get any higher? He's the champion. He's the best player in the world. He's a finals MVP. Could he get any higher? I think not.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Yes. We got to go back to this Pat Beverly podcast.
Yes.
Because they let go of some whoppers in this. And the one that, I mean, you think it was bad saying that Karl Anthony Towns was the best big man in the league? Wait till you get a load of this.
I don't care how you say it. Like, it was a reason the Denver Nuggets won a championship.
I just played them in the playoffs, bro. They was telling us our plays. They were like, all right, yo. They weren't even talking. Right to an area, and the person was just randomly right there. I'm like, how is this possible? But they also what? What's one of the things that, like, you see, it was more special what we did in Minnesota because we had like, what, like a month? And then we had training camp, and it was like, you better figure it all out right now. Yeah. And we really figured it out quick.
Yeah.
Think about it. They had what? Jokic been in the league
4 years.
If you think about it, 4 years, we got it done in 4 months.
Got what done? What? Did I miss the Minnesota Timberwolves championship, Rob? Did I miss that one? What? You got to the playoffs. For those that don't know, it's all over the place, so you might know. Patrick Beverly is saying, or did say, that the Timberwolves run last year to the first round of the playoffs, where they were beaten in 6 games by the Minnesota Timberwolves, was more impressive than the Denver Nuggets winning the championship this year. That's what he said. Rob, what's going on?
Well, let me tell you what's going on, Chris. And enough is enough of the new media and these darn athletes who now all of a sudden think they're broadcasters or whatever. You know what they're doing, Chris? This is a damn hobby. You guys, the sports fans, turn these guys off. Stop listening to this nonsense. Because that's all it is. It's just friends in a room. If you want to hear friends talk to each other, Chris, pick up the damn phone and call your buddy. That's all this is. Do you want a professional who's going to give you some insight, give you some information, or do you want guys to rub each other's back for the next hour, Chris? Because that's what this is. Lunacy. There's nobody in the room. I wish a dog would have jumped up on the table.
I think Karl Anthony Towns was thinking, what the?
What is this?
Did Karl Anthony, I know he didn't push back. I think ultimately he was like, yeah. Come on.
Chris.
Is he? Come on.
We can't. I can't do this anymore. I get it. They're bored. They have nothing to do. And they bought microphones and they have headphones. And they're in their basement because they got so much space down there with nothing else in there. But stop. Step away from the microphone, you players. Stop polluting the airways. Stop it. Stop doing this to people. Nobody wants to hear your jibber-jabber. Nobody wants to hear you guys massage each other and tell each other how great you are. Can I turn a podcast off? Is there an off button to this? Stop it already. My skin crawls every time I hear a former player step to a microphone and interview another player as if they're breaking down something or telling me something I don't know. It is the most Captain Obvious shows. They never push back. Can you push somebody down? There was probably a dog in the room that wanted to jump up, Chris, and bite the microphone to try to malfunction it.
And look, I'm not going that far. I think some of these are good. I think Draymond's podcast has great moments. I think KG has had, you know, look, all the smoke with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, like, some of these guys, they do good stuff. But what they don't do, Rob, this to me is just above, beyond the pale. I mean, and again, if you want to say it, because I'm told the podcast was entertaining, I'm actually going to listen to it. But this is nonsense. sense. At least have some like semblance of reality. First, you tell me Carl Anthony Towns is the best big man in the league. Then you tell me what you guys did last year by simply making the playoffs and getting bounced in six by a Memphis Grizzlies team that didn't win anything is more impressive than Denver beating you, Minnesota. And then they beat Phoenix, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker. And then LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And then the Miami Heat. That this was more impressive? They won 16 of 20 games. And you give me this nonsense. I mean, sir, look, I'm not like Rob. Rob don't want to hear y'all. I think you're doing what you're doing is okay, but don't come with this. Because, Rob, this is, we've seen it. You know, we players, and I'm sure you've told them this, I've told players this. When you get on the mic, radio, podcast, TV, whatever, you have to say what you feel is the truth. And I guess he thinks it's the truth. It's just nonsense. But you can't be afraid to be critical of players, coaches, ex-teammates, whatever it may be. You have to call it like it is. All right? But this is just absolute gibberish. Okay? And what happens, Rob, is we've seen it before. I won't name names. But when you make statements that have no basis in reality, oh, for a minute, people are like, wow, oh, he says what he means. But after a while, it gets old. And I don't mean a long while, Rob. Right. Have you seen it? So then people start to look at you as just a loose cannon. I can't trust him for even a little bit of real analysis.
Right. You lose your credibility. You lose your credibility, Chris. You go, what? Does this guy know basketball?
Right.
I know he played, but does he know anything?
We've seen it, Rob. How some guys have kind of lost their credibility.
Big time. Big
time.
Because
they was just saying any old thing. I was better than Jordan. I mean, he was all right, but I would, you know, I mean,
right.
Scottie Pippen. Is anybody trying to hear from Scottie?
Nobody wants to hear basketball analysis from Scottie Pippen.
No.
Zero. Nobody. You can't. All right? Paul Pierce, no matter what LeBron did, Chris, Paul Pierce had nothing for him.
Right.
All right. Now, I got it.
Y'all had a rivalry, but LeBron didn't drop 50.
Right. And he's like, well, what was that? Better. Yeah, you know. I could play better than that in a wheelchair, soiled. You know
what I'm saying? No, I mean, look, do yourselves a favor. I mean, Pat Bev, come on, man. Really? How? How was what you did? Carl Anthony Towns supposed to be all that. Hold on. He's the best big man in the league, according to you. He had Anthony Edwards. He had you. And just getting to the playoffs and getting blasted in one round is more impressive than a team winning a championship?
Makes no sense.
I mean, and here's the other thing, Rob. Let's, for some of you that think, oh, y'all just picking on Pat Bev, that's what he think. How do you think that? You're not the only team to come together quickly. The Lakers, they just remade their whole role-playing roster outside of the two stars at the trade deadline. I mean, and they got to the conference finals. I mean, we could name several. Miami had a bunch of undrafted players. Duncan Robinson wasn't playing during the year.
100%.
They lost their third leading scorer, Tyler Hero, a 20-point scorer, and they made a run to the finals. I mean, what are we talking about? The Phoenix Suns played 8 games together. 8 games with Kevin Durant. And they made it to the second round, and they beat Denver more than any other team in the playoffs. What are you talking about?
That's why I'm saying to you, Chris, enough with the noise. Stop. It's like a hobby. It's a hobby for these guys. Just, you know what? If these guys, Chris, want to pick up the phone and just have a conversation with each other, that's fine. But to act as if you're giving people...
Go on IG Live.
Yeah,
right.
you're giving people some insight on something that's going on or breaking down basketball, and you're sitting there just saying whatever because that person's on the air with you, Chris. What is the purpose of that? It's lunacy. Stop. I'm serious. Guys, Rob, stop it, fans, sports fans. Don't do that to yourself just because, oh, Pat Beverly has Kat on. Oh, let me hear this. Oh, I can't wait to hear what Kat has to say. And Pat Beverly's not – he's a basketball player. He's not an interviewer. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but I'm telling you, it's a waste of time. On some of these podcasts, Chris, and I get it. There's some that are good. But most of them are bad. Most are bad. And they have very little value because when you interview your friends and you rub oil on their back and that's the interview, it's not going to be a good interview.
I mean, Rob, and I'm going to keep it real. Patrick Beverly, he may have already, he's starting to sully his chances. But Patrick Beverly could have a future in this business because he's not afraid. He's outspoken. You have to respect what he did as a player. I mean, he's not a great player, but you have to respect his, you know, his hustle, his heart, all that. But, and Rob, remember he went on there, but when you rip CP3 to shreds as if you're as good as him or better. And then when you talk the next day about your boy, James Harden.
Right.
And you got nothing to say, right? You clam up as far as being real, keeping it real. And now you're going to come out and you do this and you make several statements that have no basis in reality. As good, as outspoken as you are and all that, people are going to be like, but we can't. I mean, nobody's going to believe. Like, it's just too far. It's too far gone. And so I would say to Pat Bev, I mean, again, I think he could have a future. But you have to, like, be in reality.
But, Chris, you know this
too. Be realistic.
There are a lot of guys they put on. And a lot of guys, they go through a ton of ex-players. Because a lot of the guys can't cut it, Chris. They can't. Because they're in bed. They're compromised. Oh, I can't say anything about him. He went to my college. Oh, I can't rip this guy because we have the same agent. Or I can't rip this guy. We're in the same fraternity. I'm dead serious, Chris. They're compromised. And that's why they run through a lot of people.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Is an 11-year NBA veteran, has had a very nice career, and now eventually he wants to move into broadcasting. We want to welcome in Will Barton. Will, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up, Will?
Chris, Rob, what's up, fellas?
Hey. And let's repeat.
Yeah, I'm going to let Rob start because he got a bone to pick.
You already know, but let's say this first. Will Barton came to the NBA Players Association NBA broadcast boot camp at USC that I took part in as being an instructor. And I want to say Will did very well, had something to say, and wasn't just glad-handing all the players, and Chris was afraid to tackle the issues and, you know, and deal with the players. So that's why I think Will does have a chance to do something in this business if he continues on that path. So, Will, it's great to have you on the show. You did so well at the broadcast boot camp. And is this something, let's start first, that you really want to get into once you're done playing?
Yeah, I'm definitely been thinking about it. I got a real passion for the game. I always thought that basketball would carry me through my whole life, whether it was playing, talking about it, coaching, training. I just know that, you know, basketball is my calling. So no matter what, it'll always be a part of my life and be a driving force in whatever job I have. You know, I did the MBPA program, the Broadcasting U program, had a great time. Got to meet greats like you, Rob, and get mentored by you. And, you know, I just love talking the game. It just reminds me of being around my friends and us having debates. And now, you know, it's a chance to just do it on a bigger stage at a higher level.
Well, and I want to ask you, obviously, about your time in Denver with Nikola and Jamal Murray and all that. But first, Rob and I just got done talking about Patrick Beverly and Karl Anthony Towns did a podcast, and they said that what they did in last year, just getting to the playoffs
in the first round, where they lost
to Memphis, was more impressive than Denver just winning the championship. And we're just like, look, you can have your own opinion, but that is so far from reality that you're going to lose credibility.
Right, you damage yourself.
What do you think? Can it be more impressive that a team got to the first round than a team that went through LeBron and AD and Booker and KD and won a championship?
Listen, man, I don't even know why y'all asked me that. Y'all shouldn't even have took that serious. They shouldn't even have said that. I mean, I don't even care who the Nuggets went through. It doesn't matter about the players or the teams they went through. They won a championship. That's more impressive than anything else. I don't care the amount of time you put a team together and they made it to the playoffs and lost in the first round. That sounds crazy, man. Like, come on, man. We're competitors. We shouldn't even be saying things like that, man.
That's what I mean. That stuff is crazy. Let's say this. The Joker, you played there in Denver with him. Did you know how good he was when you were there? Or did you know this guy would have won two MVPs, a second place on a third one, and then win a championship? When did you know he was that good?
Yeah, I knew. I knew. I always was a big fan of Jokic from day one, and I just seen the progression. Every year he was just getting better and better. And I remember after his first All-Star appearance, I was like, man, this guy has a chance to be one of the best players in the NBA. And surely enough, he just kept growing. And I remember the season before he won the MVP, I was telling him, like, man, you can win MVP, you're that good. And he wound up doing it. I mean, I've always been a huge fan of his, a huge supporter. If you go back and, you know, do your homework and check on the things I've always said about him. I'm the one who gave him the nickname Big Honey. I gave him that nickname.
Is first that right? Person. Big Honey?
Yeah. Yeah, listen.
Now, what was, what was your motive? Like, what was your impetus to call him that?
Because I had a coach when I was playing youth basketball in B-more, and anytime he had a big man that would score or do anything guard-like, he would always call him Big Honey. So when I got to play with Yoke and I seen all the skills where he could dribble and pass and shoot, had post moves, I just was like, yeah, this is the real definition of Big Honey. So I just started calling him that.
All right, now you were there with the Nuggets.
Coach Troy Franklin. So if he hear this, Coach Troy Franklin, he was the first person I ever heard say that when I was a kid. And this stuff.
I like that. That's good. That's good. Now you were there with the Nuggets, actually averaged 15 points a game that year when y'all were in the bubble. And you got to the conference finals. You beat the Clippers, you know, with Kawhi and Paul George, and then lost to the Lakers in the conference finals. But if – let me ask you, because Jamal Murray, we know, missed like the next year and a half. Do you think – there are some that think if Jamal had not gotten hurt, that you guys may have already won the championship, you know, before they won it this year. Do you think that's the case?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We thought we had a real shot at it at the bubble, made it to the Western Conference Finals, but I went down, and Gary was kind of hurt. So me and Gary both played major minutes, played huge roles on that team, so
yep.
It was tough. And then Jamal comes back. We make the trade for Aaron Gordon. Now we really think we're championship contenders. And even if you look at the small sample size when we first made the trade, we had like the best record in the NBA. Our net rating on offense and defense was super high. I think we were like – we had a crazy record, man. I forget. I think we were like something like 12-3, 15-3, something like that when we first made the trade. And then as we're clicking, Jamal tears his ACL. And it kind of put a damp in our plans. We come back the next year, Jamal sits out the whole year because he's recovering. And, you know, it kind of messed the plans up. But I definitely feel like if Jamal was healthy those last 2 years I was there, I definitely felt like we were going to win one of those championships for sure.
Chris and I have talked about this. As much as everybody wants to take threes and this league, look at the teams and look at the big guys who have won championships, right? Like – Jokic. What did we say, Chris? Anthony Davis. Who else am I missing?
Giannis.
Denver
didn't shoot a ton of threes.
They only made five threes in the closeout game. Five threes. So the point I'm asking you, Will, is the three ball is big, but you can win a championship without knocking down a million threes.
Yeah, you just the first key to it is defense. Obviously, man, you can't win a championship without being a great defensive team. And then after that, on offense, I think you just have to play to your personnel and to the guys you have on your team. You can't. I mean, everyone is not going to be the Warriors, man. I think it's just a copycat league.
Right.
And once everyone saw the Warriors' success, they wanted to mimic that, but you got to still understand, man, that, they have two of the best shooters to ever live. I mean, Steph is undeniably number one. You can make a case Klay's top five, top three. And then when they added KD, I mean, that's three or maybe the top 10 greatest shooters we ever seen in the NBA. So, I mean, it sounds easy, but that's going to be tough to mimic, man.
Right.
But yeah, I think it starts with defense, and after you get that down pack, now you have to get the best out of your personnel on offense, and that doesn't always mirror just shooting three balls, as we can see.
Will, before you go, now you were with Denver just last season, and then, you know, an off season, everybody knows you were traded to Washington, and then, you know, you played for Toronto as well. I'm sure you're happy for your guys. I'm sure you're still friends with a lot of those guys. But is it a bit bittersweet? Is it like, man, I was just there. You know, I should have won that with them or anything like that?
You know, it's definitely it's two things, man. I look at it like, man, it's definitely tough because, you know, I was a part of that team, that organization, that city, for 8 seasons, and, you know, when I first got there, we weren't good. No one was in the arena, really, and I was one of the pieces that helped, you know, build that franchise back up and turn it into a playoff team and then to a championship contender. And, you know, so you always, you know, want to see it through and hopefully get it done. So on that side, of course. But at the same time, man, things are going to happen, and what's meant to be is meant to be. I wasn't meant to be on the team that obviously won the championship, and they got it done. So, you know, I'm always going to be happy for Yoke because I've seen his potential, same with, you know, Jamal and Coach Malone. So, like I said, it's a 50-50 thing, man. At the end of the day, you know, you want to win one, but I look at it like, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. You know, our guys kept getting hurt when I was there, and, you know, Jamal was finally healthy and Yoke stayed healthy, and I knew if those two stayed healthy, they would win a championship no matter, you know, who was around them, because they're that special and they're that good. As long as everyone bought in, and, you know, the NBA is full of good, you know, role players. So those two were the major keys. And not saying that the other guys didn't play well, because they did, man. Give all those guys the credit. But, you know, the stars lead, man. The stars make it easy for the role players to perform. And, you know, once the stars are out there, you know, the role players will do their job and you can win.
Will, great stuff, man. Real talk.
No doubt.
We
very
appreciate
good.
You joining us. We'll have you on again. And good luck with everything moving forward, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you guys for having me on.
And, Will, you know I'm here for you, man. Seriously, anything I could do to help you along in your journey to being on television and radio and being a broadcaster, please reach out to me.
I'm gonna reach out to you for sure, man. I still got a couple years left in this NBA.
Yes.
Game,
I know that.
You're not done.
I know that. I've just said when you're ready. I'm not trying to push you out of the league too quickly.
No, for sure, man. Though I appreciate you, Rob.
All right. Take it easy. Brother.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.